Utah lawmakers heard more arguments both in favor and against medical marijuana on Wednesday. Among those in favor of legalization, there's an increasing sense of urgency. KUER's Nicole Nixon reports.
There are four bills being drafted to deal with medical marijuana during the next legislative session. One would primarily cover research, another would tackle regulation, and two different bills would lay the framework for a doctor's ability to prescribe the drug. Republican Senator Brian Shiazawa is not sponsoring any of the bills, but has been a vocal advocate of legalizing marijuana for medical use and conducting more research.
Our patients out there are desperate. They're desperate for something to be done. They're desperate to have an alternative to anticonvulsants. They're desperate to have an alternative to opioids in terms of pain relief.
Some lawmakers, including Republican Representative Kay McKiff, voiced concern about rushing to legalize medical cannabis without more research. Shiazawa said he doesn't think it could be any worse than the prescription drug overdoses he sees as an ER doctor.
Are you satisfied that the level of desperation which you describe will not lead us into a venture that where the cure could be worse than the disease to start with?
Mr. Chair, I have to treat patients every Saturday night with drug overdoses. And I heard one of the researchers say here, don't let the genie out of the bottle. The genie's out of the bottle.
The Utah Medical Association came out against any legalization of medical marijuana until it is FDA approved. Advocates and some lawmakers say that would take too long. The Health and Human Services Interim Committee will review the legislation drafts again next month. Nicole Nixon, KUER News.